I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. A cholera outbreak looms as morgues overflow in Sudan. Food, clean water, and medicine are nearly impossible to find. Sudan's war has 4 million people on the move as chaos and death plague the nation, yet hope remains. Head of the Sudanese Evangelical Community Council, Rafat Samir, says decades of persecution have strengthened the resolve of Christ followers. No matter what comes next, believers are determined to follow Jesus.
We have many group members because of the persecution during even the bad times. We see many churches building.
Please ask the Lord to protect believers as they gather in secret and help each other survive the war.
Pray that God open our eyes to focus on God and know what exactly He wants our country look like and what exactly His mission in our country.
Persecuted Indian Christians in Manipur are desperate for scripture. Mission Cry is working with local partners in Manipur to deliver a sea container with Bibles and Christian books.
They're not asking for money. They're not asking for food. They're asking for the Word of God, the only thing that doesn't return void, because they know that's what's going to make the difference.
Reverend Jason Wolford, president of Mission Cry, says you can spiritually uplift persecuted Christians in Manipur.
I would ask for you to please help with this container. It cost us approximately $11,000 to send this container, get it into the country, and get it taken to the areas that it needs to go. And when you think about the logistics of that, there's no greater thing to seed into.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.